I was born bold.
The new Big Bertha family from Callaway Golf. Engineered for distance, any way you swing it.
Breakfast on SEN.
Top of the morning to you, Sam Edmund, Jordan Lewis with you for SEN Breakfast, Thursday, September 17. Hope you are going well wherever you might be listening. Plenty happening on the McCafe menu this morning as well. It's all happening in the NBA. And we're going to have a chat to Sam Vecenie over from The Athletic. He'll join us a bit later on in the program to discuss the pointy end of the NBA playoffs. And the Melbourne Vixens are flying in the Suncorp Super Netball. Their co-captain, Kate Maloney, is going to join us a little bit later as well. Plenty of football to get through, but we've got to get to this, man, because amazing scenes in the UK at Old Trafford this morning. Australia winning an ODI series for the first time against England in the better part of 5 years, I think it was, Jordan Lewis. And a man who was critical to that and the whole series. He was the man of the match. He's the man of the series. He got it done again in the early hours of this morning. Glenn Maxwell.
Heaves away into the leg side. Is it long enough? It is. What a way to go to your second ODI 100. Glenn Maxwell, 101 from just 84 balls. Well played.
Indeed it was. He was magnificent. 108 off 90 balls in the end. A record 6-wicket stand as well to go with it with Alex Carey. And he's been good enough to join us on the line from Old Trafford. Glenn, welcome to SEN.
It's good to be back, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're going magnificently. Not as well as you. It's going to be a bit, 10 o'clock over there at the moment? It's going to be a big night.
Yeah, it's pretty late. We've still got to do our packing. Most of the guys are out pretty early tomorrow, so head back to the hotel and pack up and have a few quiet ones.
Oh, what does it mean to you and the team? We saw the scenes on the balcony. It was pure jubilation. What a moment. What does it mean to the squad?
Yeah, it was pretty special. I think, especially after the second game, having missed an opportunity to win the series after two games, and we were obviously a little bit disappointed with our performance there, but to be probably out of the game at 5-70 and probably just scrape along until we got to a position where we thought we could win the game. Myself and Alex found a way to get us over to a position where Paddy Cummins and Mitchell Starc could do the job at the end.
So, Maxie, Jordan Lewis here, I'm interested in that. You come in at 5-75, so how do you wrestle with balancing out, I suppose, the natural talent and the natural game that you display in terms of we need to get to a position where it's safe to actually start attacking?
Well, I think it was a bit different, I suppose, the conditions out there, just because there was a short boundary. The wind was heading that way, so I thought I'd go out there and take the game on and see if I could get on a bit of a roll and hopefully I'd be able to cash in on some loose bowling after I got in. And luckily enough, I hit the middle of the bat at the start of the innings. I felt really calm and clear with my plans, and I suppose it was just one of those situations where you put all your eggs in one basket and just hope they come off, and luckily for us tonight it did.
So do you think in the future, especially in the one days, we may see you batting high, or do you think probably 6 or 7 is the position that you'll come in at?
No, I think that's the right position, and we saw it tonight that having that, player that can go at a high strike rate and put pressure back on the bowling attack. I think if we get through that period with Marnus and say Mitch Marsh, get through that period, and then we've got myself and Alex to maybe finish the innings off, to be able to have two guys that can manipulate the ball at the back end, I think is really key and something that we've probably been missing over the last few years, and probably one of those positions was my fault and not being able to really nail that position down. But I think having the clarity of role and the consistency of role has been really good.
Well, Maxie, it's going to take a while for the nails to grow back here, I can tell you that. And you've got to ride your luck in these situations. So Alex has dropped off a no ball. I think he was on 9. You were put down on 44. What were the conversations like between yourself and Alex as the partnership developed? What were you saying to each other?
Oh, we were just keeping positive. I think we were talking about the gap between the balls and the runs, trying to keep that as low as possible, and if they had a good over, not to worry about it. We thought if we had to score 10 runs an over for the last 10 overs, we could, and especially with a short boundary, we could flick the switch at that stage. But we were just able to keep manipulating the bowling to a point where with 10 overs to go, we needed about 80, and we were really proud of the work that we did to get to there, and we didn't feel like we had to go extra hard for those next few overs. So we obviously Took a couple of risks here and there, but it wasn't like it was all guns blazing and trying to hit everything over the ropes. We were able to pick our moments, and luckily enough for us, we picked the right moments until we both fell just short.
And obviously, in your own mind, you and Alex would have liked to have seen it through. That would have been what you were thinking. Ultimately, you couldn't do that. I just wonder how your nerves were when you departed and then Alex followed shortly thereafter and the two quicks were at the crease. We're still a little bit to do at that point.
Yeah, it was horrible. I was probably a little bit more relaxed. They took a gamble and bowled Rashid for the last over, which was probably into our favour. I think guys like Mitch Stark has got an amazing swing. And we saw that first ball of that last over, he was able to connect and hit it cleanly over the rope into the wind, down the ground, which was a serious hit for your first ball. And just from there, the guys kept their cool. They were able to just get the job done, which was amazing. And it was just such a great win for this group. We've done a lot of hard work over here, and I suppose it would have been pretty shattering to go home with two series losses the way we've performed over these six games.
Were you a bit? We've got a few texts in here off the Tampa text machine. Were you a bit surprised that Rashid did bowl that last over?
No, they were taking a bit of a gamble, and they were looking to, I suppose, keep the pace off the ball, trying to hit to the long boundary. As I said, there was a bit of a wind going towards that. Mitch Stark was hitting to the long boundary, so in with the spin, I think they were just hoping to sort of tighten him up a bit. And luckily enough, he got one in his arc, and he just absolutely crunched it. And for a guy that's batting at number nine to hit his first ball for six that cleanly is pretty damn impressive, and just goes to show it was just our night, and I suppose that showed the jubilation on the balcony tonight.
And Adam Zampa bowled well again for the Aussie attack as well.
Yeah, he was absolutely brilliant, wasn't he? Got a couple of big scalps again. Got Morgan and Butler. He was absolutely outstanding. He just keeps getting the job done. As I said, there was that short boundary he was bowling to with the right-handers, and Johnny Bairstow obviously is a very good player, and for him to keep him down and be able to bowl with that sort of pressure with that short boundary, the wind going over there, the ball drifting towards that side, I just thought he handled himself really well, and I've been lucky enough to see that at the Stars, and that and him really jump to those big occasions, and he just did it again. He's been a superstar throughout this whole series, and his stocks continue to rise.
And Maxie, I think you mentioned you're packing your bags off the top of our chat. You're off to the Kings 11, straight over to India, I imagine.
Straight over to Dubai,
UAE
for the IPL. Looking forward to getting over there and hopefully carrying on a little bit of form and starting off the tournament really well over there.
And Maxie, just quickly, Steve Smith missed this game through concussion. Is there any concerns, I suppose, about the long-term effects now? I think it's a couple of concussions over there that he's received.
No, I just think it was just one of those things. He was just wasn't quite right for this series. It was still pretty fresh. The series, I think, went all in all for about 6 days, and we just didn't want to take any risks with his health, and the health has got to be obviously at the forefront of everyone's mind for any player, let alone one of our best players that we've probably ever produced. So he's been amazing. He's done everything he could to try and get himself right to play, and unfortunately just didn't quite come up the way we would have liked, but I'm sure he'll be good to go soon.
And Maxie, before we let you go, I'm sure you'll be keeping tabs on your Saints from over there in the Middle East.
Yeah, we need to win this week, that's for sure. I'd like to see us get over the line against the Giants. I've been keeping tabs on them. It would have been nice to get over the Eagles the other week, but they've been playing good footy, and I'm really proud of the strides they've made this year. They look like they're improving massively, and I hope they can play finals just for the club's sake. They've done a lot of hard work, a lot of recruiting, and I'd dearly love to see them playing some finals this year.
They've been great to watch this year, as were you this morning. Unbelievable performance from yourself, that 212-run stand at the centre of that record-breaking run chase. Congratulations. It was an absolute joy to watch from here, and really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. See you when you get back home.
Good on you, Glenn Maxwell there. What a star. His second century, and he picked the perfect time to do it, Jordan Lewis.
Oh, it was a great partnership, and as we said, when he came in, it didn't look great. Sammy
looked a bit sick, didn't it?
Yeah, and it was a mature performance wasn't it, by those two guys, knowing that they had to keep themselves in within striking distance, but there was also chances where they could use their natural game.
As we said, there was no one there. It's sort of the invisible series here. It's in the middle of the night, but geez, you saw what it meant to them on the balcony. They were overjoyed. Yep. It was like they won the World Cup. So they'd done the hard yards over there, and as you said, they blew it in game two, but the mental fortitude to then get back on the horse and get game three won was incredible. Maxi was with us for IMAR Tradies Insurance, where you can get an instant quote and pay the premium at imar.com.au or call 13 IMAR. Plenty of footy coming up next.